So joining me right now, I have a member of an extermination group called VexCon. This man you might be familiar with from their popular TV series. I think he needs an introduction, but I will let him do that. Here is Mr. Ricky.
Hey guys and gals, I'm Ricky Bretherton with VexCon Incorporated. You may know us from Billy the Exterminator. I'm out here right now trying to get my entrepreneurism on. We have a house that has a squirrel problem getting in the attic, tearing things up. So there's a few holes to close, got some leaves up on the roof that need to be cleaned up and a few limbs to cut. My man stopped by and wanted to say Merry Christmas to me. So I'm wishing everyone a happy holiday. And if you get any squirrels, you know who to call.
Okay, guys, that was Ricky from VexCon, and thank you for listening to Cade's Conservative Corner. See you next time, and happy holidays. Thank you for listening to that small message from our friends over at VexCon. As you know, Cade's Conservative Corner is a podcast and a radio program all about expressing one's individuality through capitalism and economic entrepreneurship. I have taken a small programming break to curate a hand-picked batch of very special episodes that are going to make everyone's new year a better time. Join me in the new year on January 10th with the rebranding and the relaunching of a small set of episodes that will carry us smoothly into Season 2 of Cade's Conservative Corner. This season is going to feature guests from nationally syndicated television shows. I am in the works of speaking to guests from nationally read magazine and news publications. I am very excited for the future of this podcast. Remember that this podcast can be found anywhere that you podcast. On Anchor, that's anchor.fm on the web. And or anywhere that you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify podcast, and anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Thank you and welcome back to Cade's Conservative Corner. I can't wait to see you in the new year. Remember to take this time with your family during the holidays to appreciate why we are here. Put aside our differences and eat the meal. If the turkey's dry, tell your uncle that the turkey's dry. Let's not talk about impeachment. It's so funny. I was at a family gathering, and one by one, all of the men in my family would go to the back of their pickup and open it and find a firearm and come stand in a circle. And I shit you not, for about a minute and a half, they all just took turns going, you know, doing their guns. And every time one of them got their gun out of the back of the truck, I'd just say, "Oh, that's a really capable gun you got there. Let's remember that, Uncle Bubba." You know what I mean? So, polarizing opinions will always present themselves in the worst and inopportune times. That's why they are polarizing. The opinions that are blasé and passé will come and they will go, they will pass, and the opinions that are polarizing will polarize. They will divide the dinner table. This holiday season, let our polarizing issues, our opposing thoughts, stay at the door. Find our hope under the Christmas tree. The camaraderie of bumping shoulders at the eggnog. After Grandma spikes it. Grandma. My grandma won't be spiking it, but if yours are spiking it, enjoy the eggnog. Look around you and appreciate why those people are there and why they are gathered there. Do not feed into the antagonism. Do not be the one to make yourself look like a fool in someone else's joke. Punch the punchline. Remember, nothing is as important as the people that are gathered around you this holiday season. Thank God for them. Remember, it is not about gifts. This time is not about receiving. It's about opening up your heart to not only the blessings around you, but the blessings above you. Think about the times that have passed, the times more simple. For my older listeners, I'm sure that you remember a Christmas that wasn't delivered by Amazon, when Santa wasn't a box with blue tape around it. And for my younger listeners, you might remember a Christmas that was more simple as well. There was more. Our people didn't struggle so hard. We hope to give our children a Christmas with more. I can't wait to join all of you in the new year. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon on Cade's Conservative Corner.